Hi guys, this is Jenny. 开言英语广州见面会明天8月24日就要举行了。这次呢，我们也为大家准备了直播链接，因为我们的听众用户遍布全球各地，所以如果没有机会参与广州的活动也没关系，你可以观看直播。那直播链接将发布在我们的微信公众号当中，所以赶快关注开言英语，直接回复广州就能获取直播链接了。 We look forward to seeing you. Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny, 今天开言英语的潘吉杰尼告诉你呢 We are talking about family.
We are family. Oh, hey guys, this is Adam.
那今天呢我们要说一下这个家里人的称呼啊，在中文和英文里还是挺不一样的啊。
That's right. And also, I'm sure that a lot of words that you guys have learned before are not exactly the same as the words a lot of foreigners use.
你是说我们可能在英语书里学到的家人的称呼、
right.
但是口语里面外国人有另外的一种叫法。
You got it.
Okay, so let's get started.
Well, there's nowhere better to start than just the word family itself.
Family. 首先它的发音啊 F-A-M-I-L-Y, 但这个 M-I 不发 me, 不是 family.
Right, right. So basically there's two ways you could pronounce this. One is family, family.
Family.
Family. Right. And then the other way is just to say,Family.
Family.
Family. Take your pick.
Okay. 好，但是还有一种比较简化的说法。
Oh, yeah. You can just forget about Ali altogether and just say the fam.
The fam.
Yeah.
F-A-M.
Right. Now, we usually use this around holidays or maybe weekends too when we are going home to see our family or family members. So we'll say like...Oh, I'm meeting the fam this weekend, or I'm going home to see the fam.
就是去看家人、
right.
是吧 To see the fam. 诶然后还有一个说法叫 the fam jam.
The fam jam, yeah.
Jam, 我们最近好像常用到这个词 J-A-M.
Yes.
这是家里人做的果酱吗
Well, hey, maybe that's where it comes from. I think actually it just comes from the fact that we love to make rhymes. It's rhyme time.
对对对因为它押韵 But what does it mean?
Nothing, it just rhymes. It means the family.So the same thing as just saying the fam. I'm going to see the fam this weekend. This weekend, I'm going to see the fam jam.
Okay, 好。诶，那你说到家里人的话，我们就说 the family 就可以了。不用复数的说 the families 是吧
Yeah, families. The only time we would use like families is maybe like at a wedding where there are two families.
然后 join together.
Right, they're joining together.
Okay, 好。那讲到家人呢、哎、英语有一句老话、啊、有一句说法挺好的。
I like this one. You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family.
就是是好是坏 you're stuck with them.
You're stuck with them, that's right.
没有就是要很感恩我们生在这样的家庭里面谢谢爸爸妈妈把我们生出来。
It is interesting because maybe if you are a negative person, you might think that this is a negative statement, but if you're a more positive person, it's kind of like a
glass half full.
You read my mind.
是吧就还是看你的这个人生观啊，好，那现在呢，我们就来具体说说英文里面对于不同家人的称呼。其实 ，Adam, do you remember we've done a show on this topic?、
Mm-hmm.
但当时我们是说比较就七大姑八大姨那些叔叔啊，然后阿姨啊，堂堂表的，然后什么婶婶。那其实今天我们的节目会发现，说我们最 immediate 最亲的家人， mm-hmm. 比如爸爸妈妈，有很多这个称呼我们也值得学。
Yep, you got it. So why don't we start with where it all began, our mothers and fathers?
Okay, 像那个 father and mother 是最 formal 最正式的叫法是吗
？Yes, exactly. It's funny you say that because we really often do put mother first.Mother and father.
Oh, 对、
right?
英文里面这个顺序 mother and father.
It's、yeah. backwards. If you say father and mother, no one is going to say like, oh my goodness, your English is so bad. But it's just, it's interesting how that works.
对 mother and father.
Yeah, but not very many people will say these words. I mean, I'm sure there are families in the world, you know, whose children say like, father.
对 我看过一些美剧英剧就是那种很有钱的家庭很好事、
right.
然后
yeah.
Mother, father.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's where I do see this is because I'm not really from a very posh family. I do see this on TV.
Mm.
Father.
哎，但是你觉得 parents 这个词就是我的双亲嘛、
mm-hmm.
这个我觉得其实挺口语的 I'm gonna see my parents
Yeah, my parents、I think even that show we were talking about before We talked about the word folks I'm gonna see my folks、
嗯、啊，对就是爸爸妈妈的意思、
right.
啊。好那 mother and father 太正式所以口语里面我们通常会用
Mom and dad
Gonna see my mom and dad
right. right, now of course again We could say ma and pa Like we have that, we've talked about the name of like a small shop, you know, is often called like a mom and pop.
夫妻老婆店。
Right, or ma and pa.
所以就是从 mom 和 dad, 我们又可以演变出来几个很口语的爸爸妈妈的叫法。
Oh, so many, so many.
其中一个就是你刚刚说的 ma
Yeah, ma.
pa.
Yeah.
pa 就是像爸爸 papa, 是吧?
Yeah, pa. Well, it's kind of more like pa.
妈
Ma and Pa
妈就是比较像我们中文的妈妈、mm-hmm. MA 的 sound
I think like every language
Language, yeah
Yeah, because the baby can only say
Exactly 好那 Mommy and Daddy 呢
Yeah, Mommy and Daddy That's more like when you are 5 years old
对 little kids
Little kids will say Mommy and Daddy Now, of course, bigger kids can also say it Now, when I was younger, but not too young I would say Mommy and Daddy when I wanted something
Mm.
Like, oh, mommy, can I have this? Daddy, can you give me some money?
哦，就是撒娇的时候是吧
Yeah, exactly.、
Okay.
Mommy, daddy, I want a bag.
好，那讲到 mommy, 它的拼法是 M-O-M-M-Y 还是 M-U-M-M-Y?
Yeah, that's a good question, right? Because where I'm from, in the world, we say mommy, mommy. But a lot of people, like, for example, my friends from the UK, they'll say mummy.Mom.
Mom. Oh, 对他们说 mom 是说 mom.
Mom. Yeah, I say mom.
哎，你看过 Netflix 有个戏叫保镖吗 The Bodyguard.
Oh, no.
比如叫英女皇好了都会、mom. 他其实是说 madam, 对吧但
right.
又听起来又有点像妈妈。
Mom, yeah.
母后
Yeah, well, I think、
mom.
That's what a lot of them, you know, they call the queen that too, right?
right
you know, hello,
yeah,
mom.
女皇对 mom, 是吧
Hello, mom.
但我觉得英式的那个 mommy, mummy,、yeah. M-U-M-M-Y.
Mummy.
听起来很像佩奇的弟弟乔治。他不是还有一个那个意思是木乃伊吗 Egyptian.
Yes, yeah, the mummy.
Mummy returns.
The mummy returns, yeah. Yeah, it's the same spelling, it's the same everything.
Okay, okay, 好。那除了 mommy, 还有 daddy, 然后Daddy 是不是也可以叫什么 Dada?
Yeah, you could. That's really more like
babies.
Baby. Yeah, so a baby would say that, again, probably around, you know, 3, 4, 5, the child will start saying Daddy.And then probably, you know, by the time he's in middle school, it will be dad. I call my dad Daddy-O.
Oh, 你现在还叫你爸爸 Daddy-O?
Yeah.
OK, 这个是只有你这样叫吗还是 it's an established 可以这样用的
No, no, well, it could be. You can, you know, you guys can help me establish it. No, daddy-o is like one of those cool music-related words, like, hey, daddy-o.
Oh, 所以你看到他就会这样叫吗
Yeah, daddy-o. hey, daddy-o.
OK,
yeah.
Oh, so cute. 好那看完爸爸妈妈以后呢我们来看看爸爸妈妈的爸爸妈妈。
Of course, we have the word grand, right?、Mm. This is a grand...
很伟大的因为他们
Right, exactly. But when we're talking about our grandparents, we really don't pronounce the N-D.
Oh.
That's the whole point, is like when I talk about my grandma and grandpa...I will spell it G-R-A-N-D-M-A,、but I will always say grandma.
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 就是那个 D 是吞音就不要说出来
Yeah, exactly. And、
okay.
then the, like the N and the M, they're so similar that you can just kind of make it one sound.
就像 grandma.
Grandma, yeah.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
是吧
Grandma、
okay.
and grandpa.
好所以你当面叫爷爷奶奶或者外公外婆的时候就直接说Hey, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandpa.
Yeah.
是吧 OK. 因为英文里面、对于爷爷奶奶和外公外婆是没有不同的称呼的、啊。
Right.
但是当然不同的 family, 他可能会加一个名字是吗
Right. Yeah, I've had this question so much from my Chinese friends. Like, how do you tell them apart?
对就是奶奶和外婆 How do you
know? Yeah, so usually you would either add like a first name,Or a last name, like、a family name.、or we would just use a different name.
比如说你的外婆
We use grandma on、both sides. But for my grandpa, my mom's dad was grandpa. My dad's dad was papa.
Oh, 所以什么 papa, Papa 也是常用的对于 Grandpa 的简称、mm-hmm. 是吧 OK 没有我刚刚那个问题更多的是你当时是怎么叫你的外婆的
Grandma、
所以你没有后面加她的名字
Well so this is the problem They were both named Hazel yeah, so like it really wouldn't have helped. I do think some kids will say the grandma's name, but I think usually it's really more when you are talking about
to other
them.
People.
Yeah, yeah. I saw my grandma today. Oh, which one? Oh, my grandma Hazel. Oh, which one? Oh, my grandma Hazel with the gray hair. Oh, which one?
好的，好的。那奶奶可不可以叫什么 Nana?
Yeah, we do this a lot. So for example, my papa.My dad's dad,his mother, we all called her Nanny. Nanny.
Nanny 不是保姆的意思。
That confused me when I was a kid, but...
对,但我觉得 Nana 好像更常用一点。Mm-hmm. I hear、yeah. a lot more Nana.
Right.
I come to Nana, I'm going to see my Nana.
Right.
OK, 好。那前面我们讲到不是 Mommy 和 Daddy 吗?我们也可以说 Grandmommy 和 Granddaddy 吗?
Oh, that's a really good question. Yes, I have heard it before, but it's very rare.
Very uncommon, 就不常用的。
Yes, and it reminds me of one other thing. There is another word, granny.
Oh, granny,
You can say granny, you can call your grandma granny, but that's a word that we often use just to describe old ladies.
Okay.
Like that...
一个老奶奶就是一个
granny. Granny over there is complaining about the bus.
好的,那像我觉得我特别有福气。因为我的孩子他们有 great grandma.
Oh, yeah.
有太奶奶和太外婆。
So when I was saying before about my nanny,、nanny was my great grandma.
Oh, okay. 所以这个曾的啊曾祖父曾祖母我们就前面加一个 great 就好了。
Yep.
好的那我们今天的最后呢来看看 aunties and uncles.、
Okay. All right. So aunt, this word aunt has so many different little...variations.
But I guess we should first say 中文里面这个 aunties and uncles 真的很 confusing 啊、就是七大姑八大姨有特别多不一样的称呼在英文里面 they're all just aunties and uncles.
Yes, exactly. So I have always said the word aunt.、Many of my friends say the word aunt. They're both fine. Now auntie,、as Jenny just said, that just sounds a bit more cute.
So what do you call them? 比如你不同的阿姨啊、婶婶啊。
All just their name. Aunt Sue, Aunt Judy, Aunt Mary.
所以这也是北美常用的一个叫法啊，就是 aunt 或者 uncle 后面加他的名字。
Yes, exactly.、Now again, confused me when I was a kid because I have two...Uncle Terry's. So which one is which?
好像真的有很多 uncle 叫 Terry.
Yeah, oh, it's
我老公家好像也有一个
Yeah, every Canadian has an Uncle Terry.
就中文里面还会用那个数字大伯伯二伯伯、你们不会用
We don't.
Auntie number one.
No, we don't. I have a very good friend in Shanghai who always...tells me in English, this is my auntie number four. This is my auntie number three. Yeah, so we don't do that. It is really, even we were talking before about great grandparents. We also have great aunts,、
okay.
great uncles, but we wouldn't say great Uncle Terry. It would just be Uncle Terry.
Okay.
So it's always just title or relationship plus name.
Name, right. 好，那最后想问你的就是中文里面的叔叔阿姨我们也经常用来特别是小孩啊出去哎叫叔叔叫阿姨、他跟我们没有任何的blood relations,
yeah.
对、在英文里面可以这样吗
You can, it's going to depend on the family, right? Like you might have an aunt that is really just your mom's friend.
啊对对对。
Right, but not everyone will have that and it's not,It's super common, but it's not totally uncommon either.
我觉得叫人，就小孩叫人这件事也是特别大的一个文化差异吧。中国我觉得我们很习惯的，小朋友要讲礼貌，然后看到大人爸爸妈妈都会说，哎，叫叔叔，叫阿姨。
Oh, no.
然后在国外，比如我的小孩看到你 ,maybe I might say, oh, say good morning, Uncle Adam.
Yeah, well, so the funny thing is, though, is that when I went to China, I... was very much not an uncle, and I did not like being called uncle. It made me feel...
你那时候是个小鲜肉是吧
Right, but after I transformed into the 老腊肉, then it was like, okay, I can be uncle now. So when I come back here, a lot of my friends have kids here. I do call myself Uncle Adam.
Oh, 其实在中国我们都还说小朋友这是警察叔叔、yeah. 英文里面 Uncle Policeman.
Uncle Cop.Uncle Copper, yeah, I remember that. I remember a girl、telling me that she was afraid of the uncles, and I didn't know what she meant, and then she told me, and I thought it was really funny.
所以在英文里面你们不会叫警察叔叔
No.
Oh. Okay, 好，我们今天的节目就到这儿。What a fascinating show.
Yeah.
很有意思啊，很简单，看似简单的一个话题，但是你也可以学很多的知识。Okay, 那我们今天的节目就到这儿。如果你想学更加实用的、地道的，然后一边学英语，也同时更能了解海外文化的话呢，请大家尝试一下我们的开言会员课程。下载开言英语 App, 你就可以先免费试用了。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.